When someone of power and influence willingly lays aside his prerogatives and privileges in order to come to the aid of the downtrodden and disadvantaged, even at great personal cost, that's worth noting and remembering. Such people have become the subject of folk songs and legends. The most remarkable case of this sort is such that the truth outstrips any possible legend. The eternal Son of God willingly laid aside the full use of his divine power and glory in order to come to our aid, to suffer and die for you and for me. People have found strength and comfort in this fact for generations. First-century Christians, for example, often poor and despised and forced to meet in caves and graveyards, sang of him who had humbled himself for them in these words: "He always had the very nature of God, yet he did not cling to his equality with God. Instead, of his own free will, he made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a slave, being made in human likeness. He was humble and walked the path of obedience to death, even death on a cross."